The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 17, 1975, in San Francisco.
What?
Gautu, how to use AIDS bomb?
No, he wasn't teaching that. He was teaching some physics.
He recently retired and he was lamenting how young people are shunning science now. Young people are not so interested in science. He is also very disappointed that the new scientists were not as well trained as the old scientists and did not have the same desire to serve science.
What they'll do by serving science? The path to death is already here. So they are becoming saner. So what is the use of wasting time in this? We cannot solve any problem. That is sense. They cannot solve any. He is still alive or dead?
He's alive.
So ask him that find out some bomb that he will not die. Why didn't you do that? Yeah. People are dying. You have invented something to die very soon. So why don't you invent something that you will never die? Can you do that? Therefore, we are no more interested in science. It's a waste of time. Tell him, you go, your professor. You are regretting that young men are no more interested. So this is our reason. Because after all we have to die, everything will be finished. Then what is the use of studying? You have not improved anything. The animals have also two legs and four legs. We have got also four legs. And what is the difference? You said Darwin's theory, from monkey man has come, but you never shown us that a monkey has ever given birth to a man. So all these false propaganda, we are no more interested.
Evangelist, he told Srup Damodar that in 25 more years, science will be finished.
Yes. Science is already finished. He's regretting that no young man is interested. That means it is finished already. That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's finished, so-called religion is finished, so-called politics is finished, everything. Rāva bhaktasya kutumā. Because they have finished God, everything will be finished. Zero, only zero.
The whole human civilization.
Where is civilization? The mother is killing child. Is that civilization? Where is civilization? Less than dog is civilization. Dog also do not do that. And they're claiming civilization. Nonsense, rascals. Now mother is killing child. And is that civilization? Less than dogs and cats. The dogs and cats also do not kill them. They try to protect. You know? Yeah. The cats, they carry the cats from one place to another so that the male cat may not kill. The tiger also do that. The tiger also give protection.
The rats, they sometimes...
Everyone, mother's affection is natural.
No, but
now, the civilized mother is killing child. This is your civilization. This is your religion, this is your son, science, philosophy, everything. And for this you have created so many big buildings to create some less than animals. Civilization is finished, unless you take to Krishna consciousness. Now dictatorship is coming, politics. The dictator can arrest anyone without any trial and stop him. Even their own circle, the communists. Nobody knows where is Khrushchev. Huh? Indira Gandhi is doing.
Even they arrest you for sleeping now.
Huh? Yeah. I've got enough place to sleep, and they'll come. No, cannot sleep. What is this religion?
Indira Gandhi, she's taking instruction from the Russians. They're encouraging her to do all of this.
Yeah. Everything is finished.
Inventor of the hydrogen bomb, he said he had no regrets about making the bomb. He had no regrets about his career whatsoever. And he felt that science was still the answer to man's problems. That's why he was lamenting so much that people were not interested anymore.
Hey, what is the problem? The real problem is birth, death. So have you any proposal?
No, he has no proposal
then
for that.
Then what is the nonsense problem? So far, eating, sleeping. In the bars and beasts, they have no problem. They're eating, sleeping. Mm. What is this problem in eating, sleeping and mating? There's no problem. Why are you creating problem? You are creating problem, rascal. There is no problem. Where is there? Out of 8,400,000 species, only men are 400,000. 8 million, there are lower animals. Where is their problem? They have no population problem. They have no people, what is called, food problem. No quarter problem. They do not go to office. They do not start factories. So where is their problem? 8 million, they have no problem. And out of the 400,000, the so-called rascal civilization, they have problem. Others, they have no problem. They don't require a scientist rascal like you. This is it. Tell them like this. If you take Vox Populi, so out of 8,400,000, 8 million do not require a rascal like you. And out of the so-called civilized man, a few only, they require your service. So what is the value of your service? Others have, they have no problem. Do you think their problem? The birds and beasts? They are very freely walking from one tree to another and eating whatever fruits are there, they are eating. And they, for mating, the female bird is always with her. We think. Nature has given. When the birth is taking place, one male, one female. Cats, dogs, and birds. So there is no problem. Is there any problem?
Yeah.
Then why these rascals create problem and become a big scientist and draw good salary,
yeah.
Fatty salary, that's all. He has invented hydrogen bomb, but does it mean the war is taking place every day? See, after 20 years, 50 years, war, then his service will be appreciated. By the time he will die.
They have not used one of those bombs yet. They have not used a hydrogen bomb.
Even that is used, so when they use, we will require daily things. This fruit.
These are cones. This is a pine tree, and these are cones. What are cones used for?
Seeds. Pine cones.
Yeah. Let them produce one seed like that. Sow it and a big tree will come up. Where is that scientist? Millions of living beings are coming out. You are trying to kill them, and they are trying to manufacture living beings in the laboratory and take credit. Where is the credit to you? Already millions and trillions of Delhi come. Befooling men, they are fools, and befooling men. This is their thing.
Cheaters and the cheaters.
Huh? Cheaters and the cheaters. Meditating, what is that? Who was saying? So, meditation means I am moving the earth, I am moving the sun.
The Kundalini book.
And that prayer says, I created God.
Oh.
That Yogi Bhajan. In his book, he says that is the meditation.
I created God.
Yes.
And you are created by dog.
That is a very big theory of the modern atheist, that God is simply the creation of man's imagination in order to fulfill certain psychological needs.
Then what is the cause of creation?
Mother Nature.
The Mother Nature, where is the father? You rascal, without father, mother can give any birth.
Well, it's asexual.
Huh?
See, there's some animals.
No. Animal is their father. What else? Where is the father? It is all right, Mother Nature, but everyone knows, without father, mother is useless. Is there any mother who can give birth without father? So where is the father, rascal? Ask them.
Sometimes they say that he is dead now.
Huh?
He is dead.
That's all right, but you must know what is your father. A man's father is dead. That does not mean he can say that I have taken my birth without father. That you cannot say. Father may be dead, that is, we shall discuss later. First of all, you have to accept the mother cannot give birth without father. Who is that father?
Nature has generated everything on its own. Just like we say that Krishna...
What is that nature? Generating everything. What is that nature? Show me.
They give the example of the corn.
Huh?
The corn doesn't have to have a... They say corn produces the seeds as well as the... as well as the...
That what from the corn came?
From itself. You see, they theorize that naturally the corn provides the seeds.
And
produces it.
But we say corn is produced when the seeds are thrown on the ground and then corns are produced. Where from? Corn is not dropping from the sky.
Originally, right.
Huh?
Originally.
We have not seen the original.
Well, originally they say it was just some chance combination of atoms.
That is, a chance means you are a rascal. Nothing takes place with chance. That is the rascal now. Nothing takes place. The answer is in the Bhagavad. Vijohang sarvabhutana. The original seed, I am. The answer is there. Vijohang sarvabhutana. Challenge these rascals. They are cheating so many people.
Well, then they want to say that if nature can't be self-existing, how can God?
All right, nature is existing, but our proposition is that without father, how nature can give birth? If the woman is existing, the man must be existing. Just like in your country it is experienced that a girl has given birth to a child. Nobody knows who is the father. But still it is accepted that she was pregnant by a man. That is, who cannot say? It may be missing, But you have to accept. Not that a girl is giving birth, child, without any union with a man. You cannot say that.
Sometimes they say, Srila Prabhupada, that these examples are only valid because we're people and therefore we're...
You are people because you are nonsense. Say that because you are nonsense. Why do you say people? You do not have any common sense in that a mother gives birth to a child without a father.
Actually, Prabhupada, just 1 month ago, I read a book.
Huh?
I read a book in Swedish.
Huh?
And they actually said there's 3 cases in Sweden where children were born without a father.
All right, let him satisfy there. But we have no such experience. We cannot accept his care. He may be a sinful man to believe that. But no sane man will believe that. So we have got this answer. Krishna said, Mayan Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Satsarasanam. Prakriti, nature, is working under my direction. In the Brahma Sangha, Sisti Stiti Palaya Sadhana Shakti Rika Chayiva Jasab Vibhana Vibhati Bhuvanani Durga Ichhanu Rupamapi Jasacha Chestate Sa Kumindama Jitrika. Ichchanurupadi, nature is working under the direction of God, Govinda.
Now the scientists are studying the atom, Srila Prabhupada, and they
now,
agree.
Now, first of all, let us know what they have done, what science they have done. They are proposing all nonsense theory that nature is produced. So even if you accept nature as supreme, then you are subordinate. You are not independent. You are under that also explained. Prakitakiramanani gunai karamani sarvasa ahankara vima. Why you are thinking independent? You are being carried away by the ear, pulling. Come here. Huh? You are thinking there is no birth, but there is no birth. There is birth. Every moment you are born, having new life, new birth. By the way, you can say, I will not become old man. The prakriti will not allow it. You must become old man. You can say, I will not die. You must die. So you are so dependent. Even if you accept only prakriti, no father, you are a fatherless child, that's all. But even the mother, you have to accept authority of the mother. Where is your independence? You are thinking foolishly.
That is why they are engaged in science, in order to master nature. They realize
that is another foolishness. That is another foolishness. And we fools shall be misled by these rascals. All future. Yes, in future we shall do this. In future we shall do that. Post-dated check.
Post-dated.
I give you millions of dollars by check. Date is 6 months after. Yes, you take it. So who is the policeman will take? Accept a post-dated check. The policeman may be satisfied. Now I have one. That is another thing.
Check,
check
comes back stamped. Insufficient funds.
No funds.
No funds. Account closed.
They're always saying that the devotees are parasites.
Huh?
Everyone is always saying that the sadhus...
We have already answered. Huh? That's the Rockefeller. He may be also called parasite.
Yes.
But he has got enough money to engage you to work for me. You work, I enjoy. Devotees are so clever that you... collect money, just like our Krishna Das collected money by doing hard work and gave me a check. Why shall I work? I'm so intelligent, I created an organization. Check is coming without money. So who is intelligent? Why shall I what?
Better just chant and dance.
Yes.
That is why they become mad, because they become envious that we are chanting, dancing. They are working very hard.
They won't join.
Yes, they are. And how is that you do not watch and you are living so comfortable? <They're in here. laughs> And the greatest economist, Professor Marshall, he has said, if man gets money automatically, he will not work. That is the basic thing. Therefore, they are creating daily new invention.
For more working.
So that man, they are creating daily motor cars to allure them to work and pursue. That is the economic, whole economic basis. Our definition of God is natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. He has nothing to do. This is God. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. He has nothing to do. He is simply enjoying, dancing with the gopis. Why he should go to work? And what kind of God he is? Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate.
But he also says in Gita that he works too. He also says
just
that he
to
works.
Teach these rascals to work. Because here without working you cannot get your food. Therefore, laziness condemned here in this material world. And in the spiritual world, the Supreme Person is the most lazy person.
Just like yesterday, you told the reporters when they asked why such a big car.
Yes.
So you told God should have a big car.
And where is this car? When God assumes the universal form, where is the car? We have no such car. So this car is the smallest car of all. Yes, God, when he showed his Vishwarupa to Arjuna, so for that Vishwarupa, where is the car? You cannot do.
When Krishna is demonstrating work, he demonstrates in the form of Lord Vishnu. When Krishna is demonstrating that he works in the form of Lord Vishnu, not in his pastimes in Vrindavan, but more in the form of Vishnu, or how does he show?
In Vrindavan there is no work. Outside Vrindavan there is killing of the demons. When he came out of Vrindavan, he began his business by killing his uncle, Kamsa. Then so many other demons came, one after another. He had to fight. Even he had to marry by fighting.
Kshatriya marriage?
Yes.
Even no kshatriya marriage.
Kshatriya marriage, without fighting, there is no kshatriya marriage. For one prince, there are so many candidates, so they must fight between themselves and decide who is the hero. Then he will be allowed to marry. There was no such freedom. The princes are loitering in the street. And you can take as many as you like.
Price was blood, huh?
Yes.
Bloody blood.
That is prince. They're not cheap loitering in the street. Every father of the prince made some bet. They said, Arjuna. Got Drupadi. Yeah. How difficult it was. There was a piece on the ceiling and you cannot see in this way. You have to see there is a water pot and he has to pierce the eyes of the thief. Then he'll get this prince. So many failure. It is not so easy job. See, the eye is from the shadow, and in this way you have to clear. It is not so easy job. Because Satyabhama's father, he made a bet that I was these bulls. One dozen bulls, very strong. And the boy who would be able to break the horns of these bulls, I'll offer my daughter to. The whole world will fail. This is not so easy job. But Krishna did it. That is Krishna. Krishna is not that husband that he who pick up some cheap girl and make her pregnant and go out.
I think this was the case with the Swedish book.
Yeah. Krishna married 16,000 wives, and each wife he gave big palaces made of marble, furniture, ivory, and silk, and gold. And then again he expanded himself into 16,000 forms. Not that one wife is crying for 16,000 days. No, ready. And that is Krishna. That was also just to give them protection. When they were all kidnapped by Jarasandha, no? Bhaumasa. So when they were released, so ask them, go home. So in India, if a girl is kidnapped and she leaves outside home for 3 days, nobody will marry her. That system is still now. So they said that you are asking to go home, but will not be accepted. Then what do you want? May you marry us. All right, come on. Paul says 16,000 wives. This is Krishna. We are not captivated by Krishna. Guruji Maharaj. We know what is Krishna, then he accepts. He is God. He has proved himself that he is God. Our Krishna is not going to marry a society girl, secretary. He is not so cheap.
Guru Maharaj, he had claims to be God, but yet he had to go through childbirth class to learn how to have one child.
You should not talk about him, these rascals. Natasya kajam karanancha vidyate, natasya sama adhikasya visyate. This is the definition of God. That he has nothing to do personally. When Krishna kills the demon outside Vrindavan, he is not original Krishna, he is Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti. When Krishna is acting universally, that is Vasudeva. Original Krishna is always in Vrindavan.
If the original Krishna is always in Vrindavan,
yes,
then why do the gopis and Radharani feel separation from him?
That is yes, in this material world. In the spiritual world, Krishna does not leave. And even in the material world, Krishna superficially has gone to Mathura, but he has captured the heart of the gopis. He is not leaving. Gopis are enjoying Krishna by separation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feeling. How he is appreciating Krishna by separation.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.